My next guest is Adrian Mason from Coventry. He was a career criminal. He openly admits that himself, but he's turned his life around now. He's spent more than 15 years in prison for a catalogue of crimes ranging from theft to driving offences, and in the worst case, armed robbery. But whilst in jail, he developed a passion for acting. He's trying to make a go of it. He's trying to do something with his life, and he's starting to get parts. They're starting to roll in. He's the subject of tonight's Inside Out programme. I'm delighted to say he's turned up to join us here this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Not too bad, thank you.
Good. Tell us a little bit about that. Sounds pretty grim, that first part of your life. You know, you're involved in crime. That seems like a tough time for everybody involved with you.
Yes. It's been a journey and a half since the age of about 9 years old. I was taught crime. It was something I never really had a choice in. I'm about 9 years old. I was sent out shoplifting to put food on the table and drink in my stepdad's mouth. And it just progressed from there. I never had no boundaries. I was never made to go to school. I was never made to do anything. I was allowed to just get on with it, and that's what I did for a number of years. I didn't know any different.
And be honest, did you enjoy it? I mean, as a kid, you know, when you're given those kind of freedoms, you don't have to go to school, you're thinking, oh, I wonder whether I'd enjoy that.
Yeah, as a child, with no boundaries and allowed to do what you want, to a certain degree, yeah, there's a certain amount of excitement in it. There's a certain amount of I am and I will be, you know? Yeah, definitely, yeah. It's a hard cycle to get out from that age.
Did you ever at any point think, hang on a second, though, I'm missing out on, you know, my mates are quite good at reading or writing maths or whatever. Do you not think I'm missing out on all this?
Luckily, the end of junior school, I did actually get some kind of education, so it wasn't too bad. But, yeah, there's a number of times I sat back and I thought, hang on a minute, what am I doing with my life? But because I didn't have anything, and I had no one to push me or channel me in certain directions. It was one of those things. It was a fleeting moment, if you will. And before I knew it, it was gone again. And I just carried on with my life as I knew.
The problem is, you said, you know, family members had encouraged you into crime. You then, as people do, get caught.
Yeah.
You then go to prison.
Yes.
And then you meet other criminals, and I guess they teach you other things. And it's a cycle that carries on, isn't it?
It doesn't change. It's a constant. You always learn new things and sitting down talking to people, and you don't really reflect on what you've done. You're just getting on with it at that moment. Your life stops when you walk in, and this is part of the problem with prison, I think. When you go into prison, you switch off at that gate, and you're going into a surreal microcosm of the real world, if you will, and you're just living you're having an existence in there. And if you don't want to change, or you don't want to do anything different, you won't. It's only as you leave again, you pick up back from where you started off.
So when did the acting come in? Did prison give you that, at least, did it?
Yeah.